Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check this Tuesday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
in.
On those delicious vibes. 585-252-9800. All of our friends are weighing in this morning. The sun is out. Finally, let's get to it.
No. It was a wet one over the weekend. Let's just say that.
Nice.
It really was. All right. Who is here? We have a couple of people weighing in. Jenna being one of them.
What's up, Jenna?
Jenna said, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm with you. Going back to work after a long weekend sometimes feels right. And I'm not ashamed to admit that.
You know what it is? It's routine. It's structure.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're ready to leave vacation, it's not like you're dying to get back to work per
se. It's just routine.
You're dying to get back into your, yeah.
Yeah, I get that fully. All right, who else is here? We have Hannah weighing in. Hannah says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Missed you guys over the long weekend. I'm still searching for a job. Not much luck with that, but sending good vibes my own way.
Well, keep your head up.
I love that for you, Hannah.
Keep pushing.
I heard it's hard out there.
It's tough in these streets.
Yeah, truly.
Because a majority of the people that can't find work are the ones that are being told they're overqualified.
Crazy.
I'm so sorry. You just don't have what it takes to be a cashier here at Target.
Someone.
You're just overqualified.
Yeah. All right. One more and then we'll get to ours. Emily's here. She said, good vibes this morning is the fact that I have officially made it to the 5-month mark of my pregnancy, and I'm feeling good finally. Perfect.
The 5-month mark is the best mark. Take it from me. Are your vibes up?
Yeah. Listen. Oh God. I did the Murph yesterday for Memorial Day, the Memorial Day workout. If you're familiar with that, it's
no
a mile run, 200 pull-ups. I did ring rows. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I was gonna say you did 200 pull-ups.
No, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, another mile run, and I can't feel my arms. So
right, you did all that.
Really tough.
And what span? How long did that take?
I don't know. I didn't really. I think like 45 minutes.
Sick.
Sick. I know.
I had a Surfside.
I love that moment for you. Genuinely cannot feel my arms, but that's all right.
How
was your weekend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Nothing too eventful happened. Yeah, I got some time in with the fam and friends. Got some writing in. I did a lot. I feel like it was chill, but I did a lot, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but overall, I feel good. I'm also one of those people who's like, all right, I'm ready to get back to
ready
work.
Ready to hit it, yeah.
We have the big, you better enjoy this week, because next week it's going to be a week from hell.
Yeah, hell week for sure.
We have so much to do.
So.
You like, guys are going to be joining us.
I'm not going to be sitting, let's just put it that way. Yeah, a lot of it's good, though. A lot of it's us out on the streets, in the community, you know, things of that nature. So very excited for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a lot. Very, very, very busy.
I might have accidentally run into a handful of you guys this past weekend because on Sunday, the Lucky Flea came back. Something new that I discovered. I'm sure we've talked about it on this show a handful of times. But Sunday morning, I was like, oh, this is great.
Because I wish someone told me about this.
I didn't know anything.
Literally advertised it multiple times.
Didn't know anything about this.
On Channel 10.
I can't wait to tell you guys about it and some of the things I discovered on Sunday. If you haven't been down to the Lucky Flea, I got to tell you all about it.
It's back at Parcel 5 or is it back at the...
The Grove.
Okay. Yeah. So it used to be in the parking lot of Village Gate.
I don't know anything about that.
That's where it originated.
No wonder I haven't come across it.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a quick break and talk about that coming up next. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Anyone make it down to the Lucky Flea this past Sunday morning? Popular flea market. Huge. Downtown Rochester. Where did you say it originated?
In the parking lot of Village Gate.
Okay.
Which, not the like one that you can never find a spot in, the one behind that.
Right.
It's way more open.
That's a huge parking lot back there. But it officially kicked off on Sunday, the new season. And it was a significant milestone as it celebrated 5 years of operation. And this year, the market has become the first in Rochester to receive sponsorship from the city. And I'm seeing all these people walking around downtown on Sunday morning. So I left my place and walked around the city and followed. And lo and behold, there's this beautiful flea market going on. I was like,
Moose goes, brand new flea market, just hit the town.
Yep. You guys got to check it out.
5 years.
One of the co-owners of Lucky Flea, very excited with the new season and says, we have so many amazing people that have so many awesome gems that they've been storing away all winter. And you come outside, they're excited to show it off, and they bring their best stuff. And it's the beginning of the season. And I got to tell you, I walked there on Sunday. It is cool. It's got about 60 vendors. There's a lot of food trucks. There's coffee trucks, people selling anything and everything vintage. Get your hands on some cool stuff for probably
what it would cost in the
probably.
Store. Yeah.
But the setup is at the Grove right in front of like Bronca and where Unwind is located across from Parcel 5.
So it's like not that big of a space.
For
60 vendors?
It goes around the corner.
Okay.
And then there's some set up at the Xerox building across the street.
Okay.
Makes sense. this is going to be every Sunday morning and goes all the way until October 27th. One lady was selling coats she made out of recycled clothing. I'm like, oh, this is cool. This one has a hole in it. It's only $94, but oh, great.
This is like, what a deal.
I was overstimulated.
I love that.
But I look forward to kind of going back because I do want to buy something.
Yeah.
Why is vintage?
We'll have another opportunity this upcoming Sunday.
I didn't realize it goes all the way up until almost November. Mm-hmm. That's a long market.
Yeah.
Is it the same exact vendors every Sunday?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, they rotate.
They switch. Like sometimes you can buy it for a month. Sometimes you can buy it for 2 weeks. And they switch it out.
Well, how do I get my stuff in there?
What stuff do you have to offer?
Stuff that I was going to bring to Goodwill.
Yeah, I would just maybe go to one of those vendors. Hey, do you want to buy some of this? No, we're so good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys would love this stuff I have. Moose's Loose Threads. All right.
Listen, I'm not going to knock any of these people for doing what they do, but no, like, it's all the same.
It's not.
It is.
It's not all
it's
the
all
same.
It's all the same stained Abercrombie t-shirt. Oh, my God. Originally 50, now sold for 80.
Oh, wow. That's vintage.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up on the show, you had to force your girlfriend to blow out 17 cakes this weekend.
It was a lot of cakes. A lot of cake, a lot of ice cream, but we celebrated, and we celebrated hard.
Turning 30 is a huge milestone.
Yes.
You just went through it a couple of years back.
Last year, at this time.
And,
yeah, you aging me.
And this year, you had to do it bigger and better than ever because you made such a big deal about your birthday.
And I didn't get to celebrate her birthday last year. So
right. So we have to get an update on all the horrible things that took place this weekend.
Oh, horrid.
Coming up next. It's your birthday. BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 4 birthday cakes, 17 dinners, a total of 86 hours together. When is it enough?
No, truly.
When is it
enough? It's never enough.
It's that dirty 30! For those of you that don't know, Patrice, Breezy's girlfriend, celebrated her 30th over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this last week. This was going to be a spectacular event. Because Breezy made such a big deal about her birthday, as she does, that she had no other choice but to make this the best possible 30th birthday for Patrice.
I had to deliver.
And I've from what I saw on social, I'm pretty sure you did. And I feel terrible. I completely forgot to wish her a happy birthday. I didn't even reach out. I forgot.
Are you serious?
Didn't cross my mind. She's not my girlfriend. But it looks like you guys had the best time together. I know
she won't be your girlfriend at this rate.
No, she's probably holding a grudge.
Wow. That's really rude. You're a monster.
Listen, on purpose. I just forgot.
That's really bad. You should feel really ashamed of yourself. Well, anyways.
The reason I'm a little embarrassed is because me and her have made such a big deal about dating in the future.
Right. And that is just to the wayside.
And we're so connected. I'm not that connected. I'm like, I forgot to put it in my calendar.
Oh yeah.
But if you're listening,
that just goes to show you will not be a good boyfriend to her. So I have nothing to worry about. Not me running out multiple locations and you can't even shoot a text.
I'm no longer a threat.
No, not even remotely.
But Patrice, if you're listening, happy belated.
Yeah, she's like, don't talk to me. It was a great. You're a monster. The break should just be about you just not wishing her a happy birthday, even though you tried to steal her from me multiple times. It truly was a great weekend. It was one of those weekends, though, where I was not bumming to come back to work. I needed stability. I needed routine. We went out of town on Thursday, out to Skinny Atlas.
Yeah.
Had some R&R over there.
How long Skinny Atlas been there? I didn't know it was there.
Skinny Alan's been there for many, many moons. He goes, no one told me.
Nobody told me it was even there. Otherwise, I would have loved to have gone down to Skinny Alice.
You're going to go down this weekend and be like, guys, I have this great new place. You might not know about it. Skinny Alice. And then it was just so damn cold and wet. Like, who else was just shaking their fist at the sky on Friday and Saturday? Because, listen, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's the kickoff of concert season at CMAC, baby. Like, We were there. I was there in a full sweatsuit on Friday night. We went to go see Kane Brown.
Yeah.
He was there two. I felt so bad for the guy. He was there two nights in a row. He was there Thursday and Friday. Both nights, absolutely trash. Thursday, it was freezing and rain.
Both nights didn't play an instrument. Just came out holding a mic.
Friday, it was just cold. But we made the most of it. It was very fun. We had great seats. And then Saturday, we didn't leave the house until we absolutely had to. We went to one of our lesbian soiree parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday was her actual birthday. And we went hiking.
Do you ever feel like you're doing too much?
No. I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing.
Let me finish. When you're in a relationship, or even think about the holidays, you guys, do you ever feel like you constantly have to go out of your way and like, I didn't do enough, I didn't purchase enough? It's like you're trying to prove your love, but do we really need to do it with money? It becomes so exhausting at that point where you just become angry and resentful.
Right.
And it's like you're just doing it to yourself.
Right.
Because there's been plenty of relationships where I'm like, oh man, I only spent $300. Maybe that's not. Maybe I need to do more. There needs to be more experiences. Like, there doesn't. There really doesn't.
I honestly felt that way about my gifts this year. Like, I was like, I feel like I like didn't get her enough, even though I did. Like, I got her more than enough, like physically. But what I gave her, which was greater, was like the experiences. Like, we did things together this weekend.
Right.
That, like, she's more of an experience girl. And I think that's sometimes harder when you're dating someone. Like, I know people can relate to this, whether you are that experienced person who wants that gift of experience or you're dating someone. Like, there's so much pressure on that experience because it's making up for the lack of gifts that they so kindly asked for, right? They're like, no, hold off on the gifts. I just want to go on a nice trip or a nice dinner or whatever
the
case may be.
And you're lucky because you're not dating a materialistic person.
No, not at all.
Like, you've seen her wardrobe. Now, no offense.
Oh,
I didn't mean it like that.
You are really digging yourself into the deepest hole you've ever been.
I didn't mean it like that. You know what I mean? She's just not a materialistic person, and I think that's great. She likes experiences.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women are like that in a relationship. I think some men try too hard, or they don't try at all.
And then it teeters the line of like, oh my God, okay, if you like experiences, let's do 7 in one weekend. She's like, I want to sit down. You know what I mean? Like, how many experiences are too many experiences?
Everything is an event.
Yeah.
Going to get a cup of coffee, it's an event.
I know.
All you got.
That's how I celebrate life. That's how I live life. You got.
That's why you're
it.
Always tired.
I know. It is true.
I'm glad she had the best birthday, though. I feel like there's something more I could have done for her.
Maybe just wishing her happy birthday. That would have been baseline. But men doing the bare minimum, classic. Or not even. Classic. I also feel like there was a lot of anxiety, and I think I felt this last year, of turning 30, entering that new chapter, entering that new decade. And she definitely felt that, too. Like,
she
was
did.
Off and on of, like, emotions, which is totally normal.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, and I got to tell you, once you hit 30, people just start respecting you a little bit more. I noticed that.
Yeah?
As you get older, it's just, it comes with, hey, I have a little bit more life experience than I did in my 20s. You're in your...
For sure.
You know, you're in your new chapter.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not the same person I was at 29. Let's just say that. I'm very different.
I don't know how different you are.
Now you're dying laughing.
Yeah, I mean, you.
Now you're not taking me seriously.
You've grown, but I don't know how different
you
are.
No, I'm a completely
different person. Right.
The 180 is crazy.
Yeah, you've lost a lot of weight. I will give you that. You're a new person physically,
no,
for sure.
Physically, mentally, spiritually.
Right? Your girlfriend is texting me right now that I'm officially dead to her.
Yeah, well.
These things happen.
Better than me.
98PXY traffic.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I needed to know if anyone else found this to be in the norm or a bit shocking. Over the weekend, I met someone who was making mention of her engagement. And this person was very excited. Because she was planning her bachelorette party and getting advice on where to stay and what clothes everyone's going to wear because there's going to be a theme. And I said, when did you get engaged? And she goes, last March. And I said, oh, all right. It's just been a little over a year. That's great. When is the big day?
Sure.
And she says, July. And I said, that's nice. It's coming up. She goes, no, it's going to be July of 2026. Oh. I said, oh. And I couldn't help it, but I just blurted out, well, that's the longest engagement ever. It's because in my head, I'm thinking, why are you planning the bachelorette?
Right.
Why are you having your maid of honor ask the other girls what outfits they're going to wear 14 months from now?
Correct.
Is 2 years considered a really long engagement? I need to know. I mean, what's the longest someone has ever been engaged without feeling discouraged, if you will? I mean, if you've been engaged that long, are you worried that, I don't know, something is going to change between now and the wedding?
I like tend to see this a lot with older people who have other things to worry about. For example, like...
How old?
I don't know, like 50, 40, 50.
So this is probably most likely their second time around at it?
Something along the lines.
In that case, yeah, this is a little bit more. They're a little bit more laid back.
They've been together for 10 years. Then they get engaged and then they're engaged for another 10 years.
But at what point do you finally say, when is this going to happen?
Right.
Because has anyone known anyone who has loved the idea of just being engaged but never actually wanted to get married? They just wanted the ring. What would be the point of that?
Let me see.
Just asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. Of course, of course, of course. My cousin got engaged, I think it was like last April, if I'm not mistaken. And she's not getting married until next summer.
Okay, so in that case, it'll be
June.
Definitely over 2 years, right?
Right.
Oh, that's such a long time.
And they've also been together for like a long time, like 10 years or so.
Yeah, I see. The thing about the ring is that if you're gonna give someone a ring, it's like, okay, this is the commitment that we're going through with this. The whole point of the ring is to get married. Okay. But sitting on it for years on end, I just never understood that.
Got engaged March 20th, 2024, not getting married until June 2026. So like a year and two and a half years. Let's chalk it up to 2.5 years. That's a long time.
You get, first of all.
The question stands, what are you waiting for? Are you using that time as a buffer? To have an out?
I'm sure somebody's going to say it's a financial thing. We got a budget. And I get that. I just want to know, what's the longest engagement ever? I just feel like a 2-year engagement feels like a long time. But is there anyone who knows someone who has been engaged longer than that? Alexa says, I would consider more than 2 years a relatively long engagement, but it's more common than you think. Oh, yeah. She said the same thing. People need time to budget. Yeah, but Alexa, can you pick the bridal party? Because you may not be friends with them in 2 years, or some of them might just die.
Oh my God.
That's a possibility.
Very morbid.
People might pass.
And then that's why you have second string. I think one of the bigger things, though, and this, we've seen this so much since COVID, and not to blame things on COVID, because you know that's not my MO and I hate that, but like after everything got pushed back with COVID, everything got delayed by like a year, maybe two, when it comes to booking venues.
COVID's another story.
People are so into booking things when they can because they're grasping at straws. Things might not be open in 2027. That's the hardest part. That's why when I get married, not to bring it back to myself, I probably won't get married at a venue. I don't think I'll have a bridal party. Like, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing it. I won't. I refuse. I'm not doing it.
The only thing that's going to happen with you trying to assemble a bridal party is fights.
It's backstabbing. Too much drama.
Shannon says, good morning, guys. I'm super suspect of long engagements and have never seen one where or the other was dragging their feet. So I'm biased. But unless the couple is really, really laid back about the wedding or there's some holdup that will resolve at a tangible time, I think an engagement is a firm commitment to marry. No point in wearing the ring if you have no plans to go through with the big day. Well, I'm sure people have plans to go through with it. It's just like
there's no like
5 years down the road.
Yeah. I would say anything past two. I agree with that texter. Two is like still kind of...
Because we can only assume that most women's biggest concern would be finding a dress this early on because, you know, people's tastes change. You may absolutely hate the dress you picked out when it finally comes wedding day. Like, this is so 2025.
That's why you gotta
do... Or you no longer fit in it. I don't know.
That's why you gotta do things that are changeable, like picking your bridal party. You can change that anytime. You can.
Or just because it's on the menu doesn't mean you need to order it. I knew a couple that was engaged for a very long time, 6+ years. Honestly, I think they got engaged because due to family pressure, they wanted to live together without being engaged, but marriage wasn't really all that important to them. That being said, I think anything over 2 to 3 years is considered long. Amy says, believe it or not, you guys, it doesn't take that long to plan a marriage. Women who wear an engagement ring for years on end without getting married is because the ring is considered a shut-up ring.
Oh,
they beg their guy for it, so he gives it to her to shut her up with no plans on marriage in sight. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm sure there's a couple of women who've gotten a shut-up ring.
Wait, this is amazing. This person says, I was engaged for a year before we even started thinking about planning our wedding, and I'm 35. Let me tell you why being engaged is the best thing ever. There's no need to rush. Everyone is happy for you. You go out. You get free drinks. You get free apps the second you mention you're engaged, and you just get that great celebratory feeling, and it never ends. This person says, I've been with my fiance since 2013. We got engaged in 2023. And we have a house and we are currently on our third kid. We are waiting to get married. My choice, as I see no difference if we're married or not. It's a financial thing. I love him more than I ever have currently, and a marriage won't make that long make that love any stronger, if that makes any sense.
No,
interesting. I mean, like, you don't know that though. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but you've never, it sounds like, I mean, I can't put words in your mouth, it sounds like you've never been married, so you don't technically know that. But
I am under the impression though that there are women that will go out pretending to have a bachelorette party. They just wear the sash. And then they get free drinks and people throwing them.
Oh, my God. We did that when we were 21.
Here's a Venmo.
We were in Florida and my friend was wearing a white dress, moved her one ring to her ring finger, and we got drinks. Oh, we all got free drinks the whole night. It was amazing.
Does it bother anyone in the wedding party when the bride starts planning the festivities, like the bachelorette and everything else, but you know the wedding is like 2-3 years away? Is that kind of like a tease or annoying to you? It's got to be.
A little bit.
And then I'll go to
someone who did that.
Mia says, I had a long engagement. We were engaged for almost 5 years.
That's a long time.
I appreciated it because we wanted to have the commitment and stability that comes with knowing it's forever. But we were in college and waited until that was over before we actually tied the knot. I mean, that makes sense if you're in school. And God knows you're going to have loans for the rest of your life. So
correct.
There's that. But like a couple of other people, which obviously I wasn't even really thinking about, but that it makes sense. You have to book a venue so far in advance and lock in pricing and book the rest of whatever it is you need, Deanna said. So
also that at takes, that rate too, takes time. I know venues that like you book it at that rate, and then when you actually go to get married, it's triple the price, but you locked it in and you're grandfathered into that rate. When you booked it, it was that rate. So, I don't know. There's pros and cons to it.
This is a perfect opportunity for people who have really big backyards to start turning them into wedding venues. You want to make an extra buck? This is how you do it. This is the future. All those people in Orchard Park in Buffalo that are renting out their driveways for $50 to park, they make thousands of dollars just because they're using their space. Start turning your backyards into wedding venues. I can help.
Oh, my God. No, we don't need your help. Thank you so much.
I'm a great planner, you guys. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.
Talk about feeling hopeless. I mean, not just feeling hopeless, but being a senior citizen and feeling hopeless, there's no worse feeling I can imagine. The closure date for the enriched housing programs on Hudson Ridge and Danforth Towers are among us. They ended on Saturday, actually, and the Rochester Housing Authority stated that no one is being evicted, and anyone who wants to stay can apply for public housing online or in person. There's obviously no guarantee that they will get what they need, and they still have to uproot their entire life at 75 years old.
Yeah, no kidding.
Considering the fact that they're home is closing. It's like anything. It's like if your apartment building were shut down, they're like, see ya.
Well, and not to mention, some of these people are in their 90s.
Correct. Yeah. One woman, Jessica, she's 74, and she's been dealing with the uncertainty for about a week. They spotted some U-Hauls down at the Danforth Tower Saturday afternoon. It's being displaced at that age. Really tough. And according to the Rochester Housing Authority, family services owe more than $400,000 in unpaid rent to that building. So,
and this is why so many people have so many questions, because the tenants were paying the rent. Where did that money go to?
Correct. Yeah. So they're in a lot of financial trouble. This past year, 2024, also 2023, those numbers were staggering. If you put them together, it's close to $1 million of money owed to the IRS. But I just feel so bad for these seniors that, you know, were settled into this place that they thought they were going to end their life in, and now they're having to move or go somewhere else. It's very uncomfortable. I can only imagine.
Well, having them pack up and giving them less than a week to find a new place to do that is pretty inhumane.
Right. Absolutely.
To say the least.
So,
coming up on the show, Breezy had to learn a very hard lesson yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a lesson learned.
It was very scary. But yeah, I guess I learned my lesson. And I guess I won't be doing this moving forward. This one thing. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you do something and you instantly regret it because, well, people are completely unhinged? Well, I'll tell you exactly what it is. And if you can relate, coming up next.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I think we can safely say lesson learned. Breezy, tell us what happened yesterday because you got caught barking up the wrong tree.
Sure did. It was beautiful day yesterday. It was Memorial Day. Sun finally came out. So it was only appropriate that we spent some time outside.
Sure.
And went for a nice leisurely walk in our neighborhood in Fairport, New York. Now, we live, I'm not without giving too much detail, very much so off the beaten path. Like, you wouldn't know where we live unless you actually, like, live there yourself or have been there.
Or been invited. Which I haven't been invited yet. It's weird. It's weird.
Wish my girlfriend a happy birthday, and then we'll talk about it. But I
she won't let me come over.
No, it's too much. The disrespect. So we're on a walk with our dog, and we're in this development, and this car goes flying by. It's one of those developments that doesn't even have like street lines. Like, there's no yellow, there's no white, it's just a road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, not even a real road, it's because it's so quiet and quaint. This car goes flying by at like 75 miles an hour. And I'm like, okay, not me dying, like.
And they should have been doing at least 40.
25?
That's what I meant.
Probably.
Okay, so they're cruising.
They're flying, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, okay. So then the next car flies by, and I get a little frustrated, and I take my hand and I motion the movement of like me pumping my hand down.
Slow down.
And I'm like, slow down.
Yelling at cars driving by.
Yes.
How effective is that?
Flying. Well, maybe too effective because that car came to a screeching halt.
Okay.
Slammed on the brakes in the middle of the road, which I would argue is extremely unsafe, but you do you. Gets out of his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Proceeds to
holding anything? No. Crowbar, bat.
No, I wasn't looking at him. I wouldn't even make seven eye iron. I'm like, you're literally too much. It's so drama.
Wait, what time is this?
It was like 11:30 in the morning.
Okay, it's not even lunch.
No.
All right.
No. I'm like, happy Memorial Day.
So you tell this car doing at least 75 on a 25 in front of where you live to slow down, and you're doing it only in a hand gesture.
I said it. I screamed it too.
He heard it. Yeah. Okay, you left that out.
Yeah.
He comes to a screeching halt, gets out of his car, and starts to approach you and your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Which we're with our dog who will kill him, so I felt super safe. Like, my dog is unhinged, like, cannot be around other people. So, I mean, if he tried anything, the dog would have absolutely mauled him. But he was like, I'll have you know that I was doing 25, which is the speed limit. I was like, looked like you were doing 45, but okay. He was like, yeah, well, it might have looked like that, but I wasn't. And I was like, have a good day. Get in your car. Drive away.
What would possess somebody to be that angry to want to come to a screeching halt and get out of their vehicle?
That's something. That's the question. Like, that was the biggest question.
How do you get to that point? Because it clearly probably wasn't from you.
Correct.
There's something else going on in this dude's life. But how
but
many
that's
of you?
That's the scariest part, because people are so unhinged and you don't know what people are going through. And that one small thing could send them over the edge.
Yet you continue to do it day in and day out.
I might have learned my lesson this time. My girlfriend was so, Patrice was so mad at me. She was like, don't start a fight you can't finish.
Right. That's
next
true.
Next time he could have a gun.
Well, you don't
people
know.
People are so unhinged.
Yeah, people are crazy today. People are trigger happy. You had that one poor college student that rolled up in the wrong driveway to turn around, shot to death.
Yeah.
Like, people are nuts.
Insane.
How many of you have ever had a situation where you've come face to face with someone with serious road rage? God forbid this happens to anyone. I was involved in a situation years back where the dude followed me. He had a plow. He lowered the plow. Sparks are coming.
You're
he's
lying.
Trying to. He's
You're lying.
Yeah, I'll never forget. It was like midnight
oh
in Spencerport. It was like 2010.
The sparks flying is, no, it's insane.
It was, I'm not going to lie, you guys.
Terrified.
I pooped my pants a little bit. I was terrified. Because when you see somebody tailing you like that and they're coming after you because I accidentally cut him off, I'm like, how does a person get that pissed off?
Yeah.
Because so many people deal with road rage today.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in the car with you a couple times. You're just screaming at the wheel. Control your emotions.
Yeah. I mean, listen, my mom was like, oh, look at the pot calling the kettle black. I'm like, okay, maybe what? This has changed me. She's like, you're the one speeding. You're the one going 100.
That's you. And you're yelling at other people for doing it.
Well, I'm on the road. So I'm like, maybe I'm a changed individual, right? Because I saw that from the other side. I had a different POV on that. And I was like, okay, that's really scary. Also, this happened to me. I don't know if we were working together yet or maybe it was right before, but I beeped at someone at a green light because I was running late to work. Classic. And he literally got out of his car and started charging at me. And then I tried to back up, but I almost hit another car that was behind. It was a whole rigmarole.
You piss people off on the road, even when you're not driving. Didn't someone put whipped cream on the hood of your car in Bologna?
Oh my God, that was so bad. Yeah, that was because
when did that happen?
Parked somewhere or something? Oh yeah, that was like two summers ago. They were like, I can't get out, I'm stuck. I'm like, you live in the city, figure it out. Like, oh my God, it was crazy.
Yeah, let's decorate your car with cured meats.
And shaving cream. Oh my
God. Like, have you tried therapy?
I lost my mind. That was one time I had no fear. I went up to that person and I lost my literal mind. I was also going through something that day that set me into a absolute tailspin. So, yeah.
Guys, it's so important. Even this guy, Scott, just texted and he was like, you got to invest in both front and rear end cameras. I mean,
what am I going to do? Wear a body cam when I'm walking?
No, I'm saying, though, in general, when you're dealing with road rage, because there are people, and I see it on Instagram constantly now, people will break in front of you so to get you to slam into the back of them.
Yeah. Well,
just for the insurance money.
That's just a stage insurance fraud. So.
But it happens all the time. People are nuts on the road.
I know.
And God forbid you cut somebody off today. I'm sorry.
It's scary.
It's a scary situation.
So, yeah, I guess I'm just like not going to drive or talk to anyone ever again. So that's the only solution I have. Because honestly, I'm not into it. And I also thought to myself, like, how could I have gotten myself out of this situation? Because I do think that I am very stealthy and can get myself out of dangerous situations. But like, what would I have done? Started crying.
What are you going to do? You get down and roll up into the fetal position.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone see that Russell Crowe movie, Unhinged?
I've watched it a bunch, and like, yeah, that's all I went to.
The road rage?
Yeah, and then he killed everyone in his sight. Like, okay, yikers.
There's a single mom who is having a bad day, and she beeps her horn at the wrong dude, which happens to be Russell Crowe's character in a pickup truck. And then what? He spends the whole afternoon coming after her? No job? You got nowhere to be? took the whole day off to do that?
He like called in. He's like, I'm going to be late today.
98 PXY.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans?
Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How many of you have had your bedroom door removed as a kid for punishment?
Okay, that's insane. I've only seen this in Freaky Friday.
You slam that door one time and that's it. It's gone. Speaks My Morning's Moose Breezy Breeze with an all-new Parental Confidential this morning. How many listening have had this done to them as a kid? And how many parents listening today agree that this is an effective way of punishing your child? 585-252-9800. Let's go over to Katie's message that came in.
Katie
says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I think this was mentioned on your show a while back, and I heard Moose talking about his dad or someone doing this. Yes, I believe this was done to me at least once growing up. The issue is that our 15-year-old daughter will not stop slamming her bedroom door. When she gets up to use the bathroom at night, she slams her bedroom door on her way out and then back in. When she gets up in the morning or goes to bed at night, slams the door. Pretty much anytime she enters or exits her room, the door gets slammed. And it's her only door, none of the other doors in the house. It shakes the walls and frequently wakes everyone else up in the house. Her brother shares a wall with her, and our bedroom is directly above theirs. Well, we've asked her to be more mindful about it, and I know she forgets out of habit, but it all came to a head the other night when she got up to use the bathroom. All four of us were woken up by the slamming. I have to be at work. I have to be up by 5 a.m. for work, and I've had enough of the broken sleep. And I came downstairs and I knocked on her door. She opened it and said, "What?"
Oh.
With such an attitude.
It took
a lot of self-control to not start yelling. The next day, my husband removed the door and replaced it with a bed sheet. Of course, she had an absolute meltdown, but we've had enough. My mother says I'm overreacting, but that's easy for her to say because she doesn't have to deal with it. I want to add that we completely respect each other's privacies, our privacy in our home, which is why we hung up a heavy sheet. My sister and mom are giving me such backlash for this, but any parent would do the exact same. I want to add, we don't have any plans in the near future to put the door back up. We've given her enough chances. I just want to hear from other parents to know if this is an effective punishment. Thank you. How many of you are with Katie on this one? Did she make the right move in replacing her 15-year-old daughter's door with a bed sheet? I mean, how many of you say no? That's a total invasion of her privacy, regardless of how many times she slams it.
It's literally insane, the text that we're getting right now. This person says, "Hey, Moose and Breezy, love the show. That teenager was me. At least her parents were considerate enough to put a sheet. happened a long time ago, but I remember I just acted like I didn't care, and eventually I got used to it.
Oh, you care.
After that happened at my parents, they seemed disappointed that nothing really changed. After all, there were other doors in the house to slam.
Oh my God. This is hilarious. Spiteful.
This person says, replace it with a curtain. Problem solved. Boom, done. Yeah, you could get a shower curtain. That way it's, you know, more accessible and open and close at your leisure. So it doesn't, and also it won't look as trashy. No offense.
I don't think it's, yes, it's the privacy, but it's the door that they want, because the door is really kind of keeping out the private conversations. You can't do that with a bed sheet. You can still hear everything going on with the phone calls. You know what I mean? And sometimes you want to talk to your girls in private.
Like this person says, privacy is a privilege. My daughter lost her bedroom door, and then she slammed other doors to the point where I took off those doors in the house as well.
Yeah, my
curtains cover doors. Mind you, it's just my daughter and myself living together.
I was 12 years old. I slammed that door once or twice. That was it. Dad came up, took it for a couple days. Yeah, can I ask you guys something?
So common.
When you take the door, where do you put it?
The basement.
Do you put it in the garage? Do you put it in the basement? Because you got to take the hinges off, but where does the door go? Everyone's got a spot.
I thought you just take the little, aren't they little like needles that you take, or like the rods hinge that you take?
Yeah, off the hinge, yeah. Nancy says, interrupting everyone's sleep is unacceptable. You gave this girl plenty of opportunities to change her door slamming behavior, and she didn't do it. Leave the sheet up. All right, I'm going with leave the sheet up. That's one. Marking this down. Who else is here? Alicia says, good morning, guys. That's one way to cause trauma and mistrust in your child. Bad move on this mom's part in taking the door down. That's one way to cause trauma and mistrust in your child. Well, I think we know who's for gentle parenting on this one. Let's go to this person. We just recently had the same issue with my stepdaughter. Anytime she was told no, she went straight to her room and slammed the door. I say, good on these parents for their follow through. Leave the sheet up.
Yeah, this person says maybe she will learn her lesson. Honestly, there are some cases, I think this is like my MO as a child too, is I also just act out more.
You know, like, I think this is
just make their life like a living hell, to be honest.
That's how you got back at your parents?
I'm not saying like, I'm just saying that's kind of, people retaliate. People are stubborn.
I understand that, but this is a learning lesson to teach your kids how to control their emotions.
Maybe, or maybe they just go even farther off the deep end.
Because I'll tell you what, I had a hard time doing it when I got older. Put my foot right through the drywall, and then I had to cover it up with a poster.
That was very tough.
And my parents knew something was up, because no person ever keeps a poster that low to the baseboards.
Like, I want to make sure my ankles can see it. Right.
Let's go over... No, sorry. This happened to me when I was 14, and it's not okay, especially to do to a teenage girl who needs privacy during those years of her life.
She's a growing girl.
I think this was a total a-hole move by the parents. What exactly is the point of removing the door? The point is she was told to stop slamming it multiple times because she's waking up the entire family at 5 a.m., but she continued to do so, so they took the door down. Eaters. That's the point. Who else is here? Mike says, usually parents who remove their children's bedroom doors are controlling and abusive, and they don't give a single crap about their child's privacy. There's other ways to handle the situation. What are those other ways, Mike? Tell us.
Therapy.
Let's get to a couple more.
I'm under the notion that like there needs to be some system in place for her to earn the door back, because at that point you're just holding it over her head.
Right.
Like you have to get to 50 points. You can get 2 points for taking out the trash. You can get 3 points every day you go without slamming a door, no matter how, you know.
You know what would really piss her off? Once a week, make her take the sheet down and iron it.
Right, of course.
Let me go over. Dave says, good for these parents. Anyone who disagrees that this was a bad move are obviously fans of gentle parenting. Actions have consequences, and kids need to learn how to express their emotions and handle their feelings without doing stuff like yelling and slamming doors. I really hope the parents put the sheet back up, and I hope they're only doing this as a temporary measure. I get why they did it, but if that's her only privacy for years to come, then that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's only temporary. Like, when they choose to put the door back up is on them, but I doubt they're going to leave a bed sheet up for years to come. Not to mention, that's horrible for the aesthetics of the house.
No, it just looks very trashy.
Of course.
Why is there a shower curtain over your daughter's door?
Well, it's a long story.
I think it's a great move. Taking the door down in your own home because your kid keeps slamming it, it's such a flex. My house, my door.
It's not. See ya.
Great. I wish I could take a door down off somebody's.
You go home and just start taking door downs. You're like, Tina, you acted up again.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
All right, guys. Thanks for the messages on this one. There's a lot of people on your side, Katie, and there's some people who are telling you that you're an abusive mom.
Yeah. But there's no in between.
No, there definitely isn't. It's PXY Mornings. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Put the sheet back up. Maybe in a year, maybe two, but at least, you know. Make her iron it.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Benson Boone is coming to CMAC next Thursday, June 5th, for his show. And I got to tell you guys, last ticket drop for Ticket Tuesdays is going to be next week. I will be at the Dairy Queen in Webster from 6 to 8 o'clock, registering you guys to win Benson Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself Absolutely. A blizzard. Check out the new summer menu. 6 to 8 next Tuesday for Ticket Tuesdays for Benson Boone.
And they've been popping off.
Anyone make it down to the Lucky Flea this past Sunday morning? it's a very popular flea market. I'm very
Moose
in tune.
Just discovered it.
I'm very in tune with what's going on in our city. But they moved locations. This is why I've never seen it.
Actually, I would argue that this is why you should have seen it, because it actually went closer to you.
Well, when, though?
It was like last summer, and I think the summer before that as well.
Well, this past Sunday, they officially kicked off the season, making it, you know, they marked it as a significant milestone because it celebrated 5 years of operation.
Moose goes brand new.
I'm walking around the city Sunday, I go, what is this? What is this? Look at all the vendors. People were smiling, all walks of life, and it's right down there at the Grove across from Parcel 5 where Bronca is and Unwind. They have all the tents set up there, and one of the co-owners of Lucky Flea, very excited with the new season, and says, we have so many amazing people that have so many awesome gems that they're storing all winter long, and then you come out here, and everyone's excited to show it off to the people. They bring their best stuff. I got a nice coffee. There's food trucks everywhere. And I got to tell you, I had a ball. A lot of vintage stuff down there. I saw this t-shirt I really wanted. Had like a bunch of holes in it. I was like, I think $85 is a little rich for my blood.
Right. There's three holes and a stain.
So
it originally was like 20. Now it's 80.
I never understood the whole vintage thing. The thrift stores, like, I don't know. It's been used so much. It's like, you think you can cut me a deal here?
No. It's actually more expensive because it was used.
But I actually really loved it down there. So this is going to be every Sunday morning, and it goes all the way until October 27th, every Sunday. All right, 585-252-9800.
We'll go next weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I think I'm going to actually buy something this time. That is the number to text or call to get out all of your unpopular opinions this morning for There I Said It. You got a hot take? Let us know. We'll get to your messages coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. 2 eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
We love a hot take. 585-252-9800 for there. I said it. I'm setting the timer. We have 7 minutes and
7 minutes in heaven.
Let's go. I'm gonna start this morning. I gotta tell you, your raisins are ruining a perfectly good dessert. There, I said it. You made a great cheesecake. Who told you to put raisins in it? You ruined it. What were you thinking? Stop doing that. Why are there raisins in a salad?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. So bad. Don't get me wrong. I love a California raisin. Separately.
Stop throwing
it in dessert.
Raisins. Count me out for the raisins. Mine for today is this. I truly believe that the worst time to take a vacation is in the summertime. There, I said it. Why would you leave, especially if you live in New York, why would you leave and not cherish the, like, what, three, at this rate, it'll probably be 3 months that we have of just, like, warmth and bliss and joyfulness. I'm going to go on vacation and go somewhere else. Why?
We're going to Vegas in August.
Why?
Like, oh, God.
I just think it's a bad move. With that being said, I'm planning a vacation in August.
Yeah. I was in Arizona in the middle of August once for 2 weeks for work.
No.
It felt like a hot blow dryer on my face nonstop.
No.
That's the feel. I just can't understand why people want to live there. There's beautiful parts of Arizona. Don't get me wrong. But it's a horrible place to live.
Absolutely,
I could not do
not.
It.
You Wasn't people's like center consoles like melting?
There was a lot of things melting in Arizona. The stoplights. You fall on your driveway, you get third-degree burns.
Correct,
people are
correct.
Making eggs on their dashboard. It's a little too hot.
It's a little too hot. It's a lot for sure.
This is no name, but they said coming from a personal experience, hairstylists should learn to keep their opinions to themselves. There, I said it.
That's literally their job. They double as therapists. It's
like bartenders, right?
I mean,
how do you keep your opinion to yourself as a hairstylist?
Right.
You're doing nothing but talking.
100%.
Tanya says, I wish we can all normalize not being obsessed with dogs. There, I said it.
Yeah, no, that's been my vibe for many, many years. Not a dog girly. This person says, the new Lilo and Stitch movie wasn't as bad as people are saying it was. There, I said it. I want to see it.
Is it Disney or Pixar? What is it?
It's Disney.
Who's Lilo?
Lilo's the girl. The little girl. The little Hawaiian girl.
Oh, I never understood.
Being raised by her sister.
I never understood what the movie was actually about.
I don't either. That's why I think I want to go see it again. I haven't seen it since I was like a child, obviously, but.
Oh, it's that old.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. But I mean, we know that this is Disney's MO. They're just remaking everything because they're running out of ideas.
That's what you gotta do it. Chris says, Gen Z makes me laugh. They are the first to scream boycott, but then go buy a $3 shirt made by some kids in a sweatshop. All right, I said it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my, I guess I can't disagree. They do love shopping on Shein. But then again, so do you.
I do. I can't afford it anymore, unfortunately.
Crystal says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. There, I said it for today, is some people honestly do not deserve second chances. And yes, I'm speaking about a certain person in my life, but I will not say who. Crystal, what's the tea?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's chair. Oh, not Danielle weighing in. She says, yeah, I'll piggyback off of that. And I think Blake Lively is one of them. There, I said it. She is a horrible human being.
Oh my
God. What's going on with Blake Lively? Everyone hates her.
Ryan Reynolds is not doing too well for himself either. But you become a product of your environment.
Just because she got in a fight with her co-star?
Yeah, that became a huge lawsuit. And they won't drop it. And it's gotten it's turned very ugly.
So what about the next movie?
Very ugly. What about it? They're never going to work together again.
That's so tough. And then the project falls apart beneath their fingertips.
Hollywood is an ugly place.
It's really bad.
And I'm not talking about all the defecation going on in the streets. I'm talking about behind the scenes. Let's go over to Jeff. Jeff says, if you're in your 30s and still have a spoiler attached to your vehicle, you should be embarrassed. Thank you.
What's that?
What's a spoiler? Yeah. What are you talking about? What do you mean, what's a spoiler?
Don't know.
The wing you put on the back of the car looks stupid. You know?
Like on the trunk?
Let me draw it real quick.
I don't know.
You got the trunk, you got the lights, right?
Yeah.
And then you got this dude that's...
Like a wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so good. Thank you so much.
He goes on to say, you're not in Fast and Furious. You're just late for your desk job. There I said
it. Is that supposed to make you go faster? What is it supposed to do? What is the point of it? Like drag?
It's statics. What? You gotta get the lift kit.
I don't understand.
This was me, okay? In high school, my father convinced me to not put a spoiler on my Chevy Blazer. Can you imagine what that have looked like? I agree, Jeff. The only thing the spoiler is doing is raising the rate of your insurance each month. That's all it's doing.
Oh, dear.
Right. I'm satisfied. Do you feel good?
I feel great.
I feel good. Great message came in a couple days ago from our girl who didn't want us to use her name, but she's in a situation where she met a guy who she thought she was head over heels for, then found out he was very passionate about his beliefs when it comes to this one topic. And she's pretty sure this isn't something she might be willing to move past for a number of reasons. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you have found yourself in a new relationship where it's going great, you like the person, and all of a sudden it comes to a screeching halt? Well, our friend here, who we'll call Allison, just found out the guy who she's been sleeping with and really saw a future with is a flat earther.
God, that's so tough.
This dude with his entire being truly believes the earth is flat. And according to her, that was enough to pause and reevaluate the relationship. Here's the entire message she sent us. Allison writes, Moose and Breezy, I listen to you guys each morning. Was wondering if you would be willing to air my message. Couple months ago, I met a guy that my coworker introduced me to. Awesome guy, super sweet. We get along great. We have been seeing each other for 2 to 3 months. And one night out of nowhere, he starts telling me that dinosaurs never existed and that the earth is actually flat.
Sure.
Right. No, of course. He decided that he no longer trusts science and that anyone who actually thinks the earth is round has got it all wrong. The conversation actually blew me away. And the first thing that came to my mind was, if I introduce him to my close friends and family, are they all going to think he's insane? I was so bummed to hear him say all of this because it's the opposite of my beliefs and how I feel. I really didn't know what to say. And I'm not a dumb person, mind you, but I was not prepared to debate this or have an argument. You can't do it.
Can't do it.
When we have talked about this, he says I'm being dismissive and unfair. And that if I really cared, I would listen to him instead of just dismissing what he thinks could be real. I don't know what to do because this has been a big issue for us lately. And I'm afraid of just accepting his new beliefs just so we can still be together. It feels dumb to lose him over something like this. But at the same time, I'm afraid that this roller coaster doesn't end here.
Right.
Would be open to hearing other people's thoughts on this dilemma. Thank you, Moose and Breeze. 585-252-9800. Allison, you got to admit to yourself that you're with a moron.
Yeah.
Do you want to be with a moron?
Also, like...
an aggressive one at that?
You gotta take this into consideration. Say you do push it under the rug. Say you do look past it. This man, if you choose to progress with him, which, I mean, let's be honest. We're at a point in our life where we're either dating to get married or not dating at all, right?
Sure.
Like, maybe marriage isn't your jam, but, like, to be with this person long term.
You're officially dating with intent.
Correct. Great way to put it. You have children with this man, and now he's teaching your kids his beliefs?
Listen, I don't think
No, thanks.
It's not dumb at all for a relationship to end over this. At least you are finding out now. Because imagine marrying this guy, and then he gets super into whatever next conspiracy theory gets popular. You want to be associated with that, Allison?
No.
Let's go over to Claire. In my personal experience... people who believe in conspiracy theories are not interested in a balanced point of view. It is not about facts, data, or reasoning. They just want to try and prove people wrong and enjoy hearing themselves speak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because if you do call them out and tell them how ridiculous they sound, they don't want to hear that. They just want you to hear all everything that's going on in their head, and then that's it.
Right. They're only wanting to chat at you, not with you. They don't want to have a conversation. They just want to get their thoughts and opinions.
Right. There's no debate here. I'm right, you're wrong. No, sorry, my dad is a science professor, and if I ever brought a guy like this home who said, nice to meet you, did you know the earth is flat? My dad would have a stroke. Yeah, sometimes you just got to call it. I don't know if this is...
What do you do for a living? I'm an earth science teacher. Oh, you know the earth is flat? It's actually not. They get in a fight, first meeting.
You realize there's no such thing as dinosaurs, right? They never existed. Tim says, please don't scramble your DNA with his. You gave it a shot. Why wait around for the next conspiracy theory? Also, I'm also going to guess he isn't vaccinated.
Yeah. So embarrassing to, like, be around your partner, around a group of people that share the same belief as you. And they're just going off on a tangent.
See, what's scary
like,
here?
I'm sorry. He's just really good in bed. I'm not sure.
Not to mention, Allison, it's only been 2 to 3 months. I mean, you could call it. Now would be a good time to do it.
2 to 3 months is not enough time to be putting up with that.
No, you got that right. That's why this is a relief that had this conversation so soon in the relationship. Now, let's picture this. You bring him out to dinner with your friends, and this is a conversation that came up. What would be the look on your friends' faces? Because everyone's entitled to their own beliefs and thoughts, but I'm not going to lie, he's going to sound absolutely ridiculous.
Correct.
Yes, Allison, break up. I've seen a few relationships go this way recently. People seem to have a desire to believe that science isn't real. Or if they just keep saying what they want to believe, it makes it true. I have happily dated people with different political views, but this isn't politics. This is just dumb. Tell them it was great meeting and good luck.
Yeah. So you need to this is how you word it. I feel as if you need to find someone or be with someone that you are more aligned with. And I just don't think that person is me. I really like you as a person, but our beliefs are just too different. It's the same thing with like politics and all religion. I mean, it's.
Well, there are some conversations that are a little bit more believable than others when it comes to conspiracy theories. Has the government been covering up UFOs for decades? And yes, we can have a conversation about that. But the earth being flat? Stop. Come on. Let's go over to Tony. Tony says, I didn't know the earth was flat. I might have to look into this. Allison's boyfriend might be onto something. Tony, we're blocking your number. Courtney says, tell Allison not to feel too bad. I once dated a guy who thought it was called the Pacific Ocean.
Right. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Not the specific ocean. As opposed to the non-specific ocean?
Yes, the specific ocean. One of the coldest oceans on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right, of course.
Yeah, and that's just called dating so far down that you can't, there's no coming up from that.
I think it's time to raise the bar a little bit, don't you think?
Dating down isn't for you, Allison.
What a great name for a reality show.
What?
Dating Down.
Dating Down, yeah. Down in the trenches.
So, Allison, good luck to you. Go with your gut on this one. You know,
and your gut is run. I'll say it for you. Your gut is run.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We, on the other hand, believe the earth is round. It's PXY Mornings.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Yesterday being Memorial Day, I figured this would be a great film for us to act out and Breezy to bring in tomorrow for her big movie review. So you've never seen this film before.
Never.
We're going to act it out, 585-252-9800. If you happen to know the name of the movie, Intern Joe's not... Intern Joe's no longer here, so I'm going to have to be director all over again.
No longer with us.
I'm going to have to do this late. Breezy, we are in the Vietnam War.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, so... my character is trying to get your character to leave. We have a way out.
Where are we going?
Well, we're going to take a trip.
We're going to Taco Bell, of course.
The important thing is that we're leaving and your character is refusing to go.
Okay.
Okay? You're not really yelling. You're not really screaming. It's more of a heartfelt scene.
Stubborn?
In a sense.
Okay.
Because your character is probably about 25 years older than my character.
Okay.
All right? So I'm going to set the tone here. And really be the method actress. I know you know how to be. And I got to tell you, each week you get a little bit better. Sometimes we go three steps back, one step forward, but what can you do?
Progress is not linear.
Lights, camera, and action. Hey, let's go. Let's get out of here.
What?
I got us a way out.
A way out of where?
Vietnam. I called a friend. He's pulling some strings for us. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
I don't need to get out of Vietnam.
What? What are you talking about? What do you mean, man? Let's go. We got to get out of here.
I'm a war correspondent. Look around. This is war. Someone has to be here to see what's going on.
Dig a little deeper. Really, a little bit more emotional, okay?
You said he's like chill. So, that's the role I'm playing. You can't change it up midway through the script.
Yeah. I get that. But it's just for a few days. Come on. You got to come with us. You can come back. You can always come back as soon as things cool down. Don't be dumb, Arthur. This ain't a war no more. It's a mass murder.
That's what war is, chick. It's one giant crime scene.
You're serious? So you're just going to stay here alone by yourself and do what? Take pictures of dead bodies, of dead children?
Get on out of here, kid.
Goodbye, Arthur.
Hey, kid.
Huh?
Take care of yourself.
You too, Arthur.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
When you get home, do me a favor.
Sure, what is it, Arthur? Tell me anything. What is it?
Take a bath. Sounds like Patrice talking to me.
Be careful, Arthur. Goodbye, my friend. And cut. I really like that. I think we really brought it this morning. I really feel that way. Do you feel it? You feel it in your bones and your groin?
Take a bath. That's literally just what my girlfriend says to me every day. So she's like, take a shower, please.
You shower.
Do us all a favor. Please take a shower.
There are 7 days in a week. And out of those 7 days, Breezy will shower.
Twice.
Oh,
golly. These things happen.
Full Metal Jacket is not the name of that movie, but it is a good guess. I will say that much.
Definitely have watched that one, I think.
We did do it for Rooster Piece Theater. That was definitely a little bit heavier. This film has some comedy in it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked if Zac Efron is in this film, and yes, you are correct.
Oh, is he?
He's the lead.
Before or after the jaw reconstruction surgery?
Oh, did he do that? What happened?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
His head looks like a Lego. It's literally just a... He, like, got... I don't know if he got, like, a... jaw reconstructive surgery or just like a lot of Botox changed his whole face.
Oh yeah. Well, it's
not great.
He's been getting a little work done. We will say that much. A couple of people know it's not Jurassic Park, but that's a really good guess. This person. Yes, you do have it. Is it the greatest beer run ever?
Yeah. When I saw the title of this movie, I was like, it was giving Cheech and Chong for me. You know what I mean? But that's simply not the vibe.
No, it's not. The greatest beer run ever, if you haven't seen it. It's not an old movie. This is 2022, but it's a film and book that was actually based off a true story of John Chickie Donahue. He traveled all the way to the Vietnam War in 1967 to deliver Pabst Blue Ribbon beer to his friends and neighbors who were serving in the war.
Right.
Everyone thought, he was like, do you have a death wish? No, in fact, he just wanted to. He wanted them to enjoy a beautiful, warm PBR.
Just want a cold one, you know? Just a cold one.
They were definitely not cold. They're all warm and heated. It's disgusting.
Gross.
Nothing is worse than a warm beer. But it was the thought that counts. So, Breezy, you're going to go home tonight, watch The Greatest Beer Run Ever, starring Zac Efron.
I love Zac Efron.
The very funny Bill Murray. And, of course, Russell Crowe. It's a great cast.
All right. And then I will give it my best go.
Yeah, you'll bring it in tomorrow. And why don't we just save everyone the trouble and score it a 1.8 right now?
Actually, we absolutely crushed last week. So it was like a 5 out of 5.
No.
It was like 4.8.
What was the movie?
Can't remember.
Me either.
98PXY is free. And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I don't know if this has happened to anybody else, but let's dive into Adriana's message really quick, shall we?
We shall.
Has this ever taken place to you on an airplane? You're minding your own business, and then someone with a child says, "Would you mind moving so my child could have the window seat?"
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mind. What? Hi, Moose and Breezy. I think this would be a really good discussion for your show. Because I see it happen all the time on planes. I was flying back to Rochester on Sunday, and a woman called me an a-hole after I insisted on sitting in the aisle seat that I paid an extra $52 for. She expected me to sit in the middle seat to accommodate her kid, who was sitting in the next row over, so she could be closer to him.
What?
After the flight attendant got involved, the woman looked at me and said, "You are a complete a-hole. You obviously hate kids."
Oh, my God.
I just smiled and said, "Have a great day."
Giving the guy that stopped his car yesterday for me.
People are so entitled.
So entitled.
It's like, okay, great.
I'm a parent.
I don't care where your kid is sitting.
I'm not, so.
Like, and I understand. Listen, can we all agree that this would have been a perfect opportunity for someone to teach this mom and her kid that she just can't always get everything you want in life.
But
get a grip.
Yeah, I think that's also like such a big factor in it as well. Like by you doing that and people conforming, you're teaching your kid that people will just conform to your every waking need. And that's just simply not true.
There has been a time when I was flying so much that I gave in. When I was on an airplane, yeah, sure, your kid could have the window seat. I don't care. I'll sit in the middle. But unless you're flying Southwest or Spirit Airlines,
right.
there's a pretty good chance that you paid a certain amount of money to upgrade to that seat.
Correct.
So stop asking people to give up their window seat so your kid could sit there. If you want my window seat, yeah, Venmo me the $75 I paid to upgrade to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Just send me the $75.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that, do
you? No.
Let's go over to, hey, guys, I flew last week, and we had several families make a request to move seats so they could sit together. However, they did this through the stewardess, who then asked via intercom for volunteers. That would be the right way to request it.
Correct. I mean, like, listen.
Not be an a-hole like this woman was.
Taking matters into your own hands, like, there's a way to go about something that you have to run through all the proper channels to get it done correctly and ultimately get the outcome that you want. Like, if it comes down to them reworking the plane and they can do that for you, I'm sure they have processes in place for families who get split up or whatever the case may be. Now, to play devil's advocate here, in your case, is it easier for you to just move and give in than to hear a screaming child or a fussy child for however X amount of hours because they're more comfortable or amused or entertained at the window seat?
I'm petty enough where I'll hold out. I will have a miserable 4.5 hour flight if I have to. I just crank the AirPods up. That's what I do.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, those AirPod Pro Maxes, you don't hear anything on those flights.
They're really
the noise-canceling headphones.
They're really great.
Oh, yeah. They really are. I think...
My cousin, we went on a family vacation years back. It makes me uncomfortable because I'm not this person. And like I've said, I've never wanted to be part of the problem. But when people get, especially on a Southwest flight,
and they try to save two rows of seats, you're not doing it.
No.
It's not going to. I understand.
No.
You want to sit with your family, and I get that. But that's not how it works.
Correct.
If the plane is full, good luck. It's probably not going to happen.
Right. And like, what are you doing? Planking across the three seats with your body? I'm so confused. How are you saving seats?
Hey guys, I agree. The whole issue would go away if everyone 100% of the time refused to change seats no matter what.
Also,
you got to put your foot down.
You know what else grinds my gears? It's like, if you really wanted to sit together or aka not get separated from your family, then you'll go on with the last boarding person. Obviously, you're in different, it's a tier system, right?
Yeah.
But like, if you really cared that much, you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go on and save our seats and hope for the best. There's no say that you get that or not.
Krista says her lack of planning does not give her license to take your seat, especially if you paid for it. Yeah, because Allison paid an extra $52 specifically so she could sit in the aisle.
Correct.
And she shouldn't have to give that up. I mean, I understand the mom wants to sit closer to her kid. Fine. But is that really on her shoulders now? Is that her responsibility?
Also, for the person who did pay for it, are you giving me my money back? No, you're not. Listen, unless right then and there she Venmos me, I'm out.
Yeah. Couple people said the airlines are ridiculous for even allowing this to happen, because when you start to get the stewardess involved and then they have to come over and play mediator,
right?
That's the last thing they want to deal with.
Correct.
Is a bunch of adults fighting over what seat they want to sit in. It's ridiculous and it's embarrassing.
Very much
so. You have an assigned seat, just go and sit there.
Right.
And I know some people are pissed. They're like, you'll understand when you have a kid and you have to fly with them. Well, then, you know what? Proper planning prevents poor performance.
True chains. Literally.
True chains. So, Allison, no, don't feel bad. You held your ground. If she wanted the seat that bad, $52, she could have put it in your pocket.
They would have figured it out.
They would have figured it out. 100%.
Do you think that, I mean, I know I did say this before, but do you respect someone more if they just ask you straight up, or they go to the flight attendant or the person at the gate to rework it?
Ask me straight up. Because like I said, there's been situations where I felt bad. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I'll sit in the middle. And I hate the middle seat.
Ugh.
Flying from PA to LA in the middle was a nightmare. And I was like, you know what? Karma, it's going to come back around eventually.
Never did.
Please, it never did?
Never did.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.